This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today, let's study what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. This challenge grows out of what we considered in our last study in verse 13, live in peace with each other. To live at peace with someone who has wronged you will require you to make sure you don't pay back wrong for wrong. That's what God did for us. In Romans 5:8 it says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Had God paid us back for sinning against him, we'd have died in our sins and been doomed for eternity. His love sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, so we could be forgiven and experience peace with God. He took the initiative. Instead of our paying back wrong for wrong, we should always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Don't wait for someone else to take the initiative in being kind to you. Be kind to them first. Make that a personal commitment in your heart before God. Start a kindness initiative. Do it indiscriminately to everyone. And if someone does you wrong, keep true to your kindness initiative. Remember, love covers a multitude of sins. I believe this is what Paul meant when he said, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with each other. These instructions are to be practiced by both leaders and followers. As you look at your church life, do you see what we have been studying take place? Do a reality check.